From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. When Noelia Rivera Calderon was in high school, her days did not start out well.
I was coming to school severely anxious on a daily basis. I would come to school, throw up right away.
Like a lot of teens, Noelia was dealing with depression and anxiety, but she started to feel like her suffering wasn't being taken very seriously. When a counselor saw cut marks on her arm, he basically told Noelia, stop doing that.
After a while, the school nurse stopped suggesting that I go home and just considered it normal, that that was just something that was always going to happen with me.
Noelia did make it through those tough days, graduated, went to college, and became a teacher.
And I found that a lot of my students were going through the same thing, so it wasn't just me.
Now she's 29 and a legal fellow at the National Women's Law Center. This year, she helped write a report that sheds light on a pretty striking statistic. In Philadelphia, Latina girls are more likely than either white or African-American girls to attempt suicide. 1 in 7 have attempted suicide, and 1 in 5 have seriously considered it. The thing is, it's been this way for a long time. Aneri Patani covers health for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
You can definitely look at stats for 30 years now and say Latina girls attempt suicide at a higher rate than their peers. But if you talk to researchers, there have been people who are tracking this since the 70s. So we're looking at 50 years where this is an ongoing trend.
Why are Latina teens more likely to attempt suicide? And why hasn't that fact made its way into mainstream discourse about mental health? Today on The Why, a silent cry for help. Aneri, how did you come across this story?
So I generally cover mental health and suicide, and one of my goals is to diversify that coverage because mental health affects everyone, but different communities handle it in different ways and are dealing with different challenges. So as part of that, I had reached out to a few experts who deal with mental health, specifically in the Latino population. And one of them mentioned to me, you know, the rate of suicide attempts among Latina teenage girls is really high compared to other teenage girls. And it kind of caught me off guard. I hadn't heard of that, thought of that. And so I kind of tucked it away. And then about a month ago, this report came out from the National Women's Law Center looking at mental health of Latina students in Philadelphia specifically. And they were raising a lot of important issues. And it just seemed like this is the perfect time to really dive into this topic and help people understand and help myself understand what's at work.
Why was it surprising to you to hear that the rates were higher among Latinas?
Generally, if you look at all ages in America, different demographics, Latinos are less likely to die by suicide than other groups. And people will often talk about the religiosity in the community as a protective factor. They're sort of a deterrent against suicide. So I was kind of surprised that in a younger age group, these protective factors weren't necessarily working.
And to be clear, we're talking about attempted suicide, not death by suicide.
Yes, that's correct. So Latina girls are more likely to attempt suicide than white or black teenage girls, but not necessarily more likely to die.
So what were some of the findings of this report, the local report?
So the report was led by Noelia Rivera Calderon, and it was co-authored with 13 other middle and high school students, Latina students in Philadelphia.
One of, I think, the main findings for us is how much the students that we worked with feel that their struggles are not seen or are seen to be something different.
It deals with things like being dismissed by teachers or counselors at schools when they bring up concerns.
Basically feeling like they're part of a society that sees them as inherently moody or dramatic.
Having other students say to them, oh, you know, all Latina girls are crazy. It's just normal for you to feel this way. It's not a real problem.
Angry or fiery, all these stereotypes that impact Latinas. And that living within that context sort of masks or minimizes the legitimate mental health challenges that they go through, so they're just not seen for what they are.
Why are Latinas more likely to attempt suicide generally? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, so this is a complex thing. Anytime you talk about suicide, right, there's never one simple cause. It's a lot of things coming together. But a lot of researchers have been looking at this population, specifically Latina girls. So one professor at Bryn Mawr that I spoke to.
I'm Carolina Hausman-Steville. I'm an assistant professor at the School of Social Work and Social Research at Bryn Mawr College.
She talked a lot about the cultural conflict that leads to attempts among girls.
So traditional expectations for girls to be more obedient, to be more demure.
That they, you know, take on more household chores than, say, their brothers, that they take care of younger children.
To help in the family, to feel more responsible for the family well-being.
And ultimately that they put the family's needs above their own. Then they come to America, they go to schools here, they see their friends, and they're told
girls have to be assertive, have to be independent, they have to have their own opinions.
It's all about you and forge your own identity.
So Latina girls, some of them, who are growing up in households where the parents endorse traditional notions of gender expectations for the adolescent girls, might have these two sets of messages.
And when they bring that up to their parents, that can cause conflict.
And we know that conflict with parents is a very important predictor of suicidal behaviors during adolescence.
So, for example, one woman I talked to, Raquel Sosa, who's a college student at East Stroudsburg University, she talked about when she was growing up, her parents wouldn't let her go to sleepovers, even in high school. And she felt like, this is something so basic that all my friends are doing. But to her parents, right, like when they grew up, that wasn't a thing that they were doing. And that's not how they were taught to raise their daughters either. And so when they start having fights like that, that creates a lot of conflict in the family.
What's the role of sort of class and poverty in this whole issue?
Class and poverty, there's tons of research to show how that relates to mental health and suicide specifically as well. Generally, you know, people who are of lower socioeconomic status, people who are living in poverty, who are facing racism, are more likely to have mental illness or to have suicidal thoughts or attempts.
The risks for girls in high poverty environments are higher. There is more violence in the street. There is more violence in the schools.
And for a lot of Latinos in the U.S., because of, you know, recent immigrant status, because of structural barriers in our the way our society is set up, they are living in neighborhoods with high rates of poverty, with high rates of crime, things that are going to affect their mental health overall.
So we know that growing up in context of high stress, less hope that things will get better, manifests in mental health outcomes. We need to address the root issues. And I'm very careful when I talk about culture about this, because it tends to stigmatize Latino families, which are actually the victims of the system and the victims of the situation. And their daughters are signaling that something is not working out for large percentages of children in the United States.
So, like you said earlier, this was a surprising statistic. You know, even to you, who's somebody who's looking into this world, why do you think that this issue of suicide specifically among Latinas isn't getting more attention?
I mean, I think it's a number of things. Some of it has to do with media representation, right? The images that come to our mind most often are the images of things we see most often. And if what's being portrayed in, you know, different shows or in the news as well is focused on white adolescents, that's what we're going to think of. Another thing is research largely deals with white participants. Just historically in our country, research on all topics has been that way. And so research on minority youth and suicide attempts is newer and a smaller area, growing, but smaller.
What are some recommendations from the report?
So the report has recommendations specific to schools and school environments.
So training all school staff on mental health, on basically signs to look out for that a student is struggling.
And the students say they want more counselors in general. There's just not enough to meet the need. And then they want counselors and teachers who either, you know, look like them, have experiences like them, or at least are aware and culturally competent in terms of, okay, well, when the student is feeling a certain way, let me not just assume that it has to do with a test or assume that it's a passing thing. Maybe it has to do with something happening at home. Maybe it has to do with the conflict with family.
The solutions really are attainable, and students know exactly what they need to help them. And these are things that can be done at the school level, at the district level, at the city level, or even by individuals.
Aneri, is anyone trying to address this problem?
Yes. There are niche programs in New York City, in certain parts of California that try to address this issue. But I think the problem is it really hasn't reached a national level. There are no big groups taking it up and saying, look, this is a real problem. We need to address this in some sort of cohesive way. What we're seeing is instead, you know, individual researchers bring it up. And like all the girls I talk to want to address this problem, right? It's personal to them. It's their community. They're going to become psychologists or mental health advocates. But if it's a public health issue, we should probably be seeing a response from a much larger group of people.
Obviously, this country is in the middle of a huge debate around immigration, particularly Latin American immigration. Do you expect that to make this issue worse?
I think it's hard to say, but a lot of researchers are definitely concerned about that. I mean, there was a 2017 survey that found that more than half of all teenage Latina girls are worried about a friend or family member being deported. That's not a light thing to deal with. And as teenagers, they're already, you know, dealing with a lot of other changes at higher risk for mental illness, the onset of mental illness. And to have added stress to that and things that you're constantly worrying about, it's probably not going to help the situation.
Aneri, why do you think it's important that we address this issue?
Suicide is a preventable problem. Any public health expert, any doctor you talk to will always say that. And here we're looking at a population of girls who are, they feel like they're in a situation where their only choice to make things better for themselves or for their families is to take their own life. So that is something that can certainly be addressed. And if you have that ability to address and save people's lives and keep them from feeling this level of despair, why wouldn't you do that?
Aneri, thanks so much for coming in and talking to me about this.
Thanks so much for having me.
If you know someone who's in crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255. The Why is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. Special thanks to our intern, Xavier Lopez. Tweet me at Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back Monday.